This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Brace yourself for another gap down opening. The US markets have slipped 1% on the Dow while the Nasdaq was down close to about 3.2%, and this should exert pressure on the Indian markets as well as we kickstart trade. What was the reason for the decline in the US markets overnight? Well, the momentum is clearly with the bears, but apart from that, even the US April CPI print at 8.3% came in ahead of consensus expectations at 8.1%. And crude prices too notched up a bit of a rally to levels of $107 per barrel. For our own markets, there will be a gap down opening. The Nifty opening is suggesting a level below the 16,000 mark. So the level to track from here on will be the March low, which is about 15,600, 15,700. That will be the crucial point to track. But even as we open below the 16,000 mark or we flirt around those levels, remember that yesterday the Nifty took support. Yesterday, if you remember the trading action, the Nifty at around 1130 dipped below the 16,000 mark only to recover more than 150 points on the benchmark. The mid-caps too staged a recovery in the last one and a half hour of trade, recovering 2% from the day's low to finally end with moderate cuts of about 0.4%. The reason for the recovery is that DII buying came to the rescue. So FII selling continues unabated, relentless, 3,600 crores sold in the cash market by the FIs, but the DIIs bought 4,181 crore in the cash market, and that perhaps helped the recovery that we saw towards the end of trade. Three big cues to track today. One is weekly options expiry. Two, the April CPI inflation data. And three, keep your eye out on names like Hindalco because Novelis came out with the Q4 numbers. Macrotech because there is going to be an investment in their digital platform to the tune of $1 billion. Petronet LNG, MRPL, PNB, Indian Bank, Coforge, Relaxo, all of them will be reacting to their earnings today. And in terms of an earnings watch, the companies which will report their numbers today, it will be L&T, Tata Motors and Siemens. Thank you for listening to this podcast. It was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.